poet William Stafford wrote, "A poet who renews our faith in ourselves and in the language we use for finding each other." Stafford was speaking of Grace Shulman, who, retired now, was Distinguished Professor of English at Baruch College, City University of New York. I'm reading from Days of Wonder, published by Houghton Mifflin Company in 2001. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander. Long winter dusk. No ordinary dusk. The sun sank in a blaze of steel chimneys. A man's lean shadow faded, then the man himself. My words gone dry, I searched for sidewalk chips, for stars, for street lamps, and for any bit or slice or shred of all there was before it flamed to ash at sunset. No elms bent twigs, no water tanks above me. I groped for a plane tree no longer there. After that blank, there was light, electricity, bright windows in bare offices of buildings that had been eyeless shone in neon epiphanies above leftover Christmas lights. I never spoke of how I saw the void and how I saw it end, as in a room at Tiffany's, the studio where formless lampstands waited for the glassmaker to turn glass into peonies, wisteria, seas, dragonflies of light. And light was everywhere. Balm in Gilead. Is there no balm in Gilead? So cries Dar Jeremiah in granite tones. There is a balm in Gilead, replies a Negro spiritual. The baritone who chants it, leaning forward on the platform, looks up, not knowing his voice is a rainstorm that rinses air to reveal earth's surprises. Today, the summer gone, four monarch butterflies, their breed survivors, sucked a flower's last blooms, opened their wings, orange and black stained glass, and printed on the sky in zigzag lines, watch bright things rise. Winter moons, the white undersides of a California condor, once thought doomed, now flapping wide like the first bird from ashes. Eve's unnaming. Not horses, but roan against the blue-green bay. Not crocuses, but wings folded over suns. Not rhododendrons, but fire that wilts to straw in the rain. How to tag stone, shell, gull, hands enfolding lamb's ear, a bee sucking the delphinium, when the sea writes and revises, breaks, pours out, recoils, when the elm's leaves turn silver at dawn. To see in the dark the south windows strew flowers on the chapel floor, or wind peel a sand rose, is unnameable, like joy, like my love's grin between a cap and a jacket. Names are for things we cannot own. Names. This is ozone, you said, staring at absolute air, startled by all things palpable, familiar. The less we know about a thing, the more names we give it. Nominal friend, I find you in rain, see you in waves that radiate rainbows, your voice inventing hemlocks, rose-breasted grosbeaks. Even now this weedy grove spins starflowers, arborvitae, aspens and foam flowers, one word, from the bottom of your word hoard. Names order the world. Poems today on The Poet's Weaver by Grace Shulman. I am Jenny Kander.